He sits in a part of Norwich close to where his rather stately home and magnificent garden house stood. Today, they would be regarded as civic treasures, but they have been demolished. The first, 175 years ago in 1842, and the second during the 60s, when the demolition ball was in full swing. And now the area of the city where his statue takes pride of place looks very different. This is the Haymarket and Hay Hill, and the gentleman who has a statue there and a road named after him off Dereham Road is Sir Thomas Browne, one of the most brilliant men ever to have lived in Norwich. His home stood on the corner of Orford Place, in front of the Lamb Inn. The Victorians got rid of that and put up the Orford Chambers, although they did adorn it with a panel honouring Browne. The garden house, with its fine ornamented ceiling, became the property of George Green, who ran his large outfitters' business in the Haymarket. It was turned into the Livingstone Hotel, a favourite watering hole for commercial travellers. He lived in the city from 1636 until his death in 1682, and was a physician, a philosopher, a literary lion, and a wonderful character from the Elizabethan era. The most famous man from Norwich in his day. Born in London in 1605, he studied botany as a boy before going to Pembroke College, Oxford, where he outpaced his tutors. He travelled abroad, studied medicine, and learnt several languages. When he was 31, he was moved to Norwich at a time when it was, after London, the largest city in the realm. He spent the rest of his life here, becoming our most prominent and wealthy citizen. He wrote many important books, and his most famous was Religio Medici, about faith in relation to his profession as a physician. It was published in 6 languages. He was one of the first men to become a real doctor of medicine. King Charles II bestowed a knighthood when he visited Norwich in 1671. He died 11 years later and was buried in his parish church, St. Peter Mancroft. Many, many years later, in 1905, it was finally agreed to honour him. Civic fathers, distinguished visitors, gathered on the Hay Hill for the ceremonial unveiling of the statue of Sir Thomas Browne, the one we see today to remind us of him. At the time, it was surrounded by a garden with grass, flower beds and trees. At the time, it was a rural oasis of tranquility in the heart of the city. Not anymore.